Welcome. I'm Mary Kay Sauter, one of the co-chairs for the Reimagining Community. It's not on. Now it is. Let's do it again. I like saying welcome. Welcome, everybody. We are delighted to have all of you here this evening, and we hope it will be a safe and meaning-filled spiritual evening for you, as you're in relationship with each other and God's presence is here with us as well. I am Mary Kay Sauter, one of the co-chairs for the Coordinating Council. We are just delighted that we are doing this for a third year and hope there will be more times in the future as well. At this time, I'd like to introduce Joe Ringenberg, who is the new co-chair with me and is one of those wonderful detail kind of people and has been working very hard for the conference tonight as well as within the Reimagining Community. Joe.
Thank you, Mary Kay, and I say welcome also. It's my pleasure to introduce now two people who really had the details to watch, and those are the two co-chairs for this year's conference, Jill Hartwell Jeffrion and Elizabeth Catherine Nagel.
Come together to reimagine the word. We gather to probe the ways in which the word sounds and does not sound in our lives, to celebrate our nourishment, to mourn our pain, and to recreate together our meanings.
When the Planning Quest group first met together last January, we discovered soon that a conference format was too fractured to adequately reflect the multiple meanings of word in our lives. We began to envision a community event in which each part was supported by every other part. We dreamed of a form fluid enough to allow the movement of the spirit among us. What has evolved is a sacred participatory gathering. We are thrilled that you have responded to the invitation to explore the word together.
We would like to introduce and to bless some members of our community who will guide us. Pat Schuchert will help us to move. Pat.
Rochelle Pearl-Kohler will help us hear.
Donna Kasbaum will help us to make music. Hair will help us to sound better than that.
M.T. Winter will help us embody the word.
And now we would like to bless each other.
We would like especially to express our gratitude to Jean Weger, whose beautiful and mystical artwork graces our space tonight.
Thank you. We would especially like to thank Sue Martin. Sue, would you please stand up? Sue Martin and Joe Ringenberg, Joe, who have helped the planning group envision all that this gathering will become. Thank you.
An umbilical cord. People of reimagining, before we begin and enter into all that is before us this evening, I would like to invite you to go on a journey for a moment, and I'd invite you to hold in your mind an image of our globe. And as you look at that globe, I'd ask you to think of all of the women in the world, weeping, working, caring for children, rejoicing, dancing, singing. Let all those women come into this room with us, and let us stand in solidarity with them as we travel across the continents, from the highlands of Guatemala to the rim of Antarctica. Women struggle against U.S. domination of their lands and unite in demanding of their government the reappearance of their disappeared loved ones. Women of Central and South America, we stand in solidarity with you. We stand in solidarity with you. From the land of the former Berlin Wall to the highlands of the new Russia, women struggle to keep their reproductive rights in this new time. Women of Eastern Europe, we stand in solidarity with you. Women of Eastern Europe, we stand in solidarity with you. From the outback to the seaside, women struggle to retain their ancient cultures and their dream time. Women of Australia, New Zealand, and the South Pacific, we stand in solidarity with you. Women of stand in solidarity with you. From the land of the Nile in Egypt to the land of apartheid in South Africa, women struggle with famine, wars, and unite to work the fields. Women of Africa, we stand in solidarity with you. From the Middle East to Beijing, from the islands of Japan to the Philippines, women toil in rice fields and sew in sweatshops. Women of Asia, we stand in solidarity with you. From the tip of Mexico to the Arctic Ocean, indigenous women struggle against racism and call us to care for the earth. Women of North America, we stand in solidarity with you. With all of those women here with us, we in solidarity with them open wide our circle and let them in, and keep them here throughout these 2 days. People of Reimagining, we invite you this evening to enter fully into the sounds and movements of our reimagining. Let your body, voice and mind, your heart and spirit join in sounding and reimagining. As we begin, I invite you into stillness and quiet.
Beginning.
In the beginning, there was...
And Sophia, breathe into the heart. Sophia breathed the breath of life. Just where you're sitting in your seats, or if you would feel more comfortable, feel free to get on the floor and lie down. Just let yourself feel your body. Your whole body. At rest. Let yourself feel the embrace of gravity. Let the downward pressure be a comfort to you, surrendering to gravity, the primal force that creates relationship, our first relationship with the earth, with our mother, the force that keeps the stars in the sky. This relationship underlies all others. Let yourself find comfort and safety and refuge in the sensations in your body. Let yourself notice in this field of loving pressure, breathing, moving of the breathing, the impersonal, enormous movement of breath. Connecting what seems to be inside to what seems to be outside. Let your body soften and receive the feeling of breathing, moving inside and outside of you. Your cells are expanding and condensing. Expanding and condensing. Receiving oxygen. Releasing CO2. Contributing to the cycle of life on the planet. Just in so much as you are able at this moment to surrender to the breathing, just notice your heart. Just that area in the chest in which your heart resides. And if you feel comfortable, you could even place your hands on your heart and let yourself breathe into your heart and out of your heart, refreshing the heart, connecting the inside and the outside. Let yourself include any and all thoughts that may be running in your mind. Any resistance is included. The judging mind can gently be set aside for a time, and the mind of perception can gently open. Whatever's happening right now for you is just fine. Let yourself move to your own edge and come back whenever you wish. as you breathe into your heart, very gently, very gently, you may notice a slight, gentle vibration moving on the breath, a gentle hum massaging every cell in your body and every fiber in the universe. It can be very slight or not. Whatever suits you right now. Just exploring. Humming into your heart. Trusting the great impersonal force of the breath to take you into your own sound. The sound by which you know you are here. By which you recognize yourself. As the sound grows, support arises from the sound around you. As the sound rides the breath, let it connect you more deeply into your heart. There may be groans in there. There may be singing. There may be wailing. There may be sounds you weren't aware of that you didn't plan on. Let the breath take you. Let it take you. There's no wrong way to do this. Let the sound take you. Being nourished by the swirling chaos of sound, moving on the illimitable expanse of breath. Let the charge of your emotion, your feeling, move on the breath. Let it be digested by the breath. Let it nourish you where you are. Find withheld places in your heart. Let the sound massage and encourage those places to reveal themselves to you. in the movement of the sound, in the inchoate sea of sound. Notice if there is forming the word, a word, the word that you have needed to make manifest, that you have been holding within you. Just notice if you can make out its indistinct shape in the sea of sensation and breath. Is there a word forming in the sea of your heart? Let yourself taste that word. If it's there, if it's not there, let your whole body attend to its coming. Let yourself whisper it to your own heart. Let yourself sing it, speak it, shout it. What are the words that you have been longing to hear someone say, to hear someone speak, to hear yourself speak? Say it again. Sing it again. Come back to it again. And as you rest in the experience that you have made, that you have allowed to be created for yourself and for all of us, as you rest, hold that word in your heart. Gently let it live for you in your heart. Let it illuminate your heart. Let it heal your heart. Let yourself rest, whole body and mind, in gravity, in the embrace of form. Let yourself rest and realize the experience you have just made. Gently, gently, feeling your whole body, wherever it may be, moving your fingers and toes, letting your body stretch itself, if it feels right, move itself. Coming back a little bit to ordinary mind. Coming back into the room with all of us, with the beautiful hanging shields.
Of reimagining, what words are you longing to hear? What words do you want to fall over and within you? What word is your heart waiting for? What word are you waiting to hear? Speak now. Shout out the word you want to hear. Speak. Justice. Receive these words, embrace these words, hear them within you. Listen to their many sounds, let them dwell in you and cherish these words. People of reimagining, let us imagine we are gathered around a mammoth campfire, telling stories late into the night. I invite you to gather in circles of four. I invite you to gather in circles of four. Thank you.
We are flesh and bone, gifted with life. We are words, images, and sensations. We are memories and possibilities and songs.
We birth and nurture the sacred in the stories of our lives. Our journeys, our experiences, give us our sounds and our voices.
As we speak our stories to each other and to the world, we discover Sophia, our sacred soulmate. Sophia summons forth her wisdom from within us.
People of reimagining, as Sophia's word is blessed, so too are we. Before sharing the word of our stories, with song we will bless our eyes that we may see the word enfleshed in one another. We will bless our ears that we may hear the word, and bless our lips that we may speak Sophia's word.
Offers us her guiding wisdom.
My beloved children, listen with your hearts to each other's words. Speak the words which you long to speak.
Reimagining, in your circles of four, we invite you to share your story. You may wish to use the guide under the talking circle on page 4, but don't feel bound by that. Gather in your circles of four.
Sophia among us. We discover Sophia among us. We discover Sophia within us. Our words, our stories, weave together to birth a word, one word that names our shared stories.
Sophia invites us to seek the common words which unite us.
My beloved child, my beloved child, what word within your stories dissolves separateness? What word within your stories weaves those stories together?
People of reimagining, we invite you to select a word or a phrase that summarizes or includes all the stories heard in your circle of four. And then take that word or phrase and write it on the cards that are being distributed to you in your circle now.
Each of our stories is unique. Yet these stories connect us in a weaving of relationship.
Wisdom is never given only to the individual. We are never alone. We are not complete. Sophia encourages us.
My beloved children, speak your word to others. Weave your word into a fabric of community.
People of reimagining, spread the word. Take your card with the word or phrase upon it to another talking circle of four. There, your cards were gone? Well, I'll tell you what. What you do is take the word that was on the card, which you hopefully still have. I know it's Friday night, but at any rate, take the word that was on the card and go to another circle of four, and there, introduce yourselves. And then tell your word and why you chose that word as the word for your stories. Okay?
MT's comments were extemporaneous in response to the reimagining community. She did not speak from a manuscript.